I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That's our cue. It's time for Mr. Mark Cabali, the big boy. And Bob, I might add, as you go back to your seat, I'll tell you a good decision the Steelers made, a great decision, was to let Najee walk and then bring in Kenny Gainwell. Kenny Gainwell had two longer runs than Najee, or was it Warren, in a matter of like 8 carries than Najee did his whole career, which was 37 yards.
And that all started with Tomlin watching him, playing against him last year, where he ran for like 125 yards or something against him, Mark, in that the Eagles game.
Hello, big boy. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Who's behind you now? Hokie had someone behind him.
Oh, my God. He has a frozen person behind him, too.
Somebody behind you. Is that you in a younger stage?
I can't believe he has this, too. Look at this.
That's the infamous fathead on the stick on College Game Day.
And that's, I see.
So it was a plant then, Mark. So you gave it to somebody to plant your face into the crowd.
Or it was a, how can I put this, a replica.
This guy's a hell of a man, isn't he?
You know, Bob? Where that picture come from, Bob? It came from the showdown maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
Wow.
Somebody just took a screenshot off the internet. I swear to you.
Well, see, that's how popular that show is. Mark comes on and gets all this kind of attention.
Does he still come on, Bob?
Yeah, he's going to be on this.
Unlike you, Joe.
I'm too tired to go on. I get invited. I get invited every week almost, right, Bob?
I ask you all the time.
I don't want to do that to my Sundays. Sunday is the only day I have for family time.
I get it. And listen, time is money. As you get it older, it's
money. Why haven't you invited Limits on the show?
You have to go through a process.
And I told Bob, I am willing and able to be a part of the process. Put me in front of the processing committee, and I will talk to them.
Your case.
You know what happened when you froze out Ron? He didn't talk to you for 3 months.
What if Limits came in and did that? Why Ron had totally, he thought, I control. I don't control any of that. They make those decisions. I don't.
This is why you called Ron stupid.
I never called him stupid.
But I'm being shelled out, Joe. I'm being held out.
I think it's an outrage myself.
All right, like to apply.
Big boy, here's my first question for you. You were at the game, correct?
Absolutely.
Take us inside the post-game locker room. Cigars, smoke, champagne. What was going on in there?
A lot of loud music.
Yeah.
They had 3 of the biggest speakers I've ever saw in my life, and that's not unusual, but the unusual part is they never shut it off. While we were trying to do our interviews, I don't think they really cared. I guess nor should they ever have. And it reminded me of a bar I used to go to back in the 90s where you would have to cut through the smoke just to get into it. That's how many cigars were going on. It was a somewhat of a festive attitude or a festive place in there with a lot of partying, and imagine what was going on later that night. They enjoyed themselves, but I could have did without the cigar smoke, but they didn't ask me.
Well, that normally in my experience going into, and I haven't done it in a while, but a championship locker room or somebody, you know, win something significant, The cigar smoke and there's other smells, and the combination of the smells is just too much. You got to get out of there.
What, other smells? What are we talking about, Pomp?
Well, I mean, just, you know, game uniforms, dirty.
I thought you were talking about something else.
No. I'm just saying overall, I just think it's like, wow, this is a little pungent for me.
Yeah, the sweaty spandex girdles and...
And they throw them
stuff
around
like
everywhere.
That.
So just...
Nothing smells worse than a hockey locker room. Do we agree on that?
Same, for the same wet reason, equipment. Right, yeah. The wet equipment, all that stuff. Yep.
Horrifying.
Yeah, Willie Colon used to smell so bad.
That's ironic, too, isn't it? Willie Colon.
I mean, you'd have to take five steps back because he would never wash his, I guess it was his, I don't even know, his knee pads or his leg, whatever. And it would be so bad. And I'd just have to step back. It was just such a bad smell.
Mm. Well, everything was coming up roses for them the other night. They got a kick at the end that went their way, and they win a game, which, Mark, I don't know about you, but Joe and I were talking about this. It seems to me that was the most dynamic fourth quarter of a game in terms of back and forth. Forget, you know, that it was not much defense offered on either side. They just went up and down the field. I didn't expect that kind of fourth quarter based on what we saw in the first three quarters.
And that's probably why it's so memorable, because it's very unusual for these two teams. The history of these two teams to be able to put up points basically at will during a, you know, especially this critical part of the game in the fourth quarter, back and forth, big play after big play. That's why it will go down as one of the all-time most memorable games in the franchise history, because of just how it turned out. And man, once one answered, it just kept coming back. And how many times were you guys watching that and say, well, they're done now? Or, well, they're won. They won. It's over. I mean, it had to be a dozen of different times just over a span of 5 or 6 minutes.
If you look at the probability chart,
entertaining.
Probability-wise in that fourth quarter, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, it started with the Ravens up high as a probable win, Steelers take, and then they go up, Ravens drop. And by the end of it, the Steelers had like a 3% chance when it came down to a 44-yard field goal, and yet they won.
Which is strange, because I don't think 44-yard field goals in that high-pressure situation with a rookie kicker
but is he had made every
97% chance of making
he had made
it.
Right? 100% of them.
Still, I mean, how
but it is pressure. You're right. Do you agree with Bob and I, big boy, that it was a little odd that Lamar went back a full 2 yards on that previous play? Would you have run another play?
Nope.
And then called timeout. You could have made like a 5 or 6 yard
difference
between what they had, a 2 yard loss or a 3 yard gain.
Yes. I mean, imagine if that happened the other way around. If that happened here, we'd be roasting Tomlin and Arthur Smith right now if he lost 2 yards when they had the timeout. And you could have, I mean, if you wanted it in the middle of the field, just run the ball into the middle of the field, especially with a rookie kicker. I mean, it's not like we're talking about Boswell here, who's been near flawless over the past 3 years, but we're talking about a rookie. A rookie who's never had an attempt like that in his life on the road. It was
but
a curious
but you had
call.
To think that,
very curious.
You call. Had to think, though, that the percentages were certainly in their favor, right? If it comes right
Absolutely.
Down to it, that's what you want. But I do agree that they took that a little too nonchalantly. I would have tried to get even more considering he was a rookie. I would move to try to move as close as I can. He had a timeout to use.
Yeah, I mean, just don't lose any yards, too. But I don't know how much that would have made a difference. It's interesting they wanted it in the middle of the field. A lot of times those kickers go to one hash or the left. For the majority, they go in the left hash, because if they're going to lose it, they're going to push it to the right. But they went right down the middle there. But
all right, well, tell us about
it. It's a tough catch. It's a tough kick in that situation.
For sure. And there was another kick in the game where we're having our very own dispute here. Did Chris Boswell's kick get blocked? Limit said no. I said, I guess so, because they had it on the stats right after the game. And Bob said he may have heard that within Steelers headquarters, they didn't think it was blocked. Is that right, Bob?
I think it's something that may get changed. I mean, there was a debate about it. Not that the kick is missed, it missed. But I have a feeling the NFL may look into that and change it. Who knows? All I know is I didn't see a ball react that way. Mark, it looked like one of my golf shots with the Pro Tracer technology.
Was it
just
blocked?
Zoomed to the right like so fast.
Was it blocked, big boy?
It didn't look like it was blocked. However, the NFL is usually really on top of that situation, man. They don't really mess with that, even if it's something as maybe minute as that, just a block kick or a not block kick that nobody really cared about because, like you said, he missed it. But they're normally on top of that. And I was telling Limits the other day that, you know, when Hayward and Highsmith deflected that pass, was intercepted by Watt.
Yeah.
They initially said Highsmith deflected it. Within about a minute, you heard in the press box, New York called, and no, Hayward blocked, deflected that, change it. So they're on top of it pretty quickly. So I would imagine if it's still in the game book and there hasn't been a change, that somebody believed it was deflected. It probably doesn't take that much, Bob, right? I mean, maybe a fingernail, maybe a little deflection.
For it to go to that far right. I mean, that seems like an awful...
It was weird, I'll say that. Limits.
Yeah, it looked like it took a hard right, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like
crazy.
It was going down. But if it's, you better hope it's blocked. If not, then you're starting to wonder, okay, what's going on with Boswell?
Yeah, well, but he hit a 57-yard field goal earlier, though, too.
He did.
I mean, it's not like I never worry about him. I still don't worry about him.
I'm a little bit more because he's missed a couple lately, Bob.
Yeah, but that's part of it. I mean, I think if it came right down, if it came down to a 44-yard field goal on Monday night, I would say I would absolutely take that and win it. I don't think there's any chance.
Didn't Ben just came out and say that he's dealing with something?
Ben said that?
He said that Boswell's dealing with something.
Limits, you should have had that story before the show. You're the beat writer.
He said that he talked to Bos because I saw it last night on the Ben podcast. I watched the Ben podcast, parts of it, last night, Joe.
I'm glad you have clips for us today.
And he said that he talked to Bos after the game to try to give him just words of encouragement to keep his head up and everything because it seems like, you know, Bos is kind of going through it emotionally a little bit with some of these misses.
Yes, he said, I know he's going through some stuff. Right now, Boz is automatic. I talked to him after the game, encouraged him, upbeat advice. Interesting. He can be hard, and he can lose some confidence right now. How about this, Bob? Who would have thought that Ben was talking to him after the game?
I think he dealt with some things a couple years ago when he struggled as well. So you have to add that to it.
These are physical
things.
True. Physical things, like an injury?
I don't think it was physical a couple years ago. I don't believe it was.
Yeah, I don't.
Who knows?
All I know, I still would trust him. If it came right down to it, I saw the 57-yarder and how he hit it. It was drilled. So I don't lose confidence in him. And I know Mike Tomlin will not lose confidence in him.
Limits, the mere notion of leaving you out of this conversation has the big boy near tears.
Big boy, I want to ask you about the big men up front. You like that? The big men up front. It seems like we've basically, you know, thrown Broderick Jones basically into the washer and said, you know, maybe you don't have to come back smelling like a peach. Where they just,
what?
I don't know where I was going with that. But Dylan
I'm sure glad I called on Limits for this one.
My point is, the offensive line is playing very well, despite it not being what it was constructed as in week one. What do you make of their growth and development, and how much credit should Pat Meyer get?
I think Pat Meyer deserves a lot of credit. You don't get a guy who's a undrafted free agent and throw him in a left tackle, and he's been playing all pro type of ball. And that's, I mean, you can make that case for Dylan Cook right now. I mean, that's just not by, you know, that's just happenstance. I mean, there has to be some coaching. That whole right side of that offensive line has been just fabulous over the past couple of months. And Sam Malu's actually playing well. Pat Meyer, I mean, it's just been something it's frustrating at times because at the beginning of the season, they struggle. Then all of a sudden, midway through the season, they turn it on. I mean, this has to be 3 years in a row right now. Dylan Cook, it's you keep waiting for him to fail, right? But he just hasn't done it yet. If there's going to be any time, I would guess that this week might be that time because I don't know if he's really faced a guy, I mean, I guess Myles Garrett to a degree, but, you know, apparently he got 17 people helping him every single play on that play. But this week will be big for Dylan Cook, but the offensive line's been great. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has helped too, getting the ball out of his hands quickly, being able to set protections. I mean, Zach Frazier's a monster. Mason McCormick, I mean, let's look at this, man. Mason McCormick was a fourth-round pick out of South Dakota State or wherever the heck he's from. They rebuilt that whole right side of that offensive line, center, guard, tackle, within one draft. Unheard of. And I don't think Omar Khan and Andy White gets enough credit for that.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I want to ask you about Dylan Cook, because he's shown now in high leverage situations that he can handle it, Broderick Jones moved over there, did well, I thought, as the season wore on, but he got injured. They also owe him an option coming up, right?
Yeah. If
Dylan Cook opens enough eyes here, does he impact at all that decision by them on an option?
I think that decision's been made.
That they will pick it up?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I don't think they pick up Roger Jones. Last player that they picked up their fifth-year option, who they actually drafted, was T.J. Watt. What were we looking back 2017? So it's, when was it, 2020, 2021? So it's been 4 or 5 straight years, 4 years that they haven't picked up an option. They did it with Minka, but Minka was obviously
right. A
guy that they traded for. I don't know how much they
value
like $19
million,
fifth-year option
right?
anymore.
You bring him back now.
It's a good situation, actually. You bring him back, and you're like, okay, Broderick, if you are what we think you are, go battle this number 60 over here. And if you're worth it, we'll make you a nice offer after the season, sort of like the Bud Dupree type of thing, if you have to franchise him or whatever. So I think it's actually a good situation for the Steelers at left tackle.
Yeah, I agree.
Cook. So you have options now.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He's on our YouTube channel, also the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And I want to tell you that vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel, January 23rd through the 25th at David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Exclusive discounts, convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it, experience it. Tickets and details at pittsburghtravelshowcase.com, where your vacation is waiting for you. Something else is waiting for you, our dear friend City Limits. You can get him on the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, big boy, the Harbaugh firing. Would you have done it?
Yep. It sure looks like, to me, from the outside looking in, and I assumed this from a couple weeks now, is that maybe the head coach and the quarterback didn't see eye to eye, and the two-time MVP franchise quarterback's winning that battle every single time. So I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked whatsoever that they can spin it all they want about offensive coordinator this, and he was a go-between, and maybe he was tired or needed a change of scenery. It just looked like there was a disconnect between the quarterback and the head coach and the offensive staff. And like I said, this guy's – I don't even know if he's hit his extension money yet.
He's due a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, plus, if you trade him, first of all, you're getting rid of your two-time MVP quarterback, and you're not going to get the value back from him. I mean, he's just not going to do it. You're going to have to pay part of that money, plus you're not going to get a lot back for him because it costs so much. Of course. I mean, it's not like John Harbaugh has led this team to 7 Super Bowls in a row. He's right there with Tomlin. What was his last time?
But he has been 2012? Winning. He at least wins playoff games. So if you believe this was the right thing, how would you rationalize that with saying it's the right thing for the Steelers not to do that if Tomlin loses Monday? You know what I mean?
Well, the thing I look at is Baltimore was – they're the Penn State of the NFL, right? They were picked to win it all this year. Or they were going to be a team that's going to be in the college football playoffs. They were going to be a team that's going to be in the AFC championship game, and they failed miserably. Nobody saw the Steelers being no more than an 8-win team. So I think the expectations were a lot higher. Now you can blame Tomlin for not putting together a roster that has a better upside, but that's the way I look at it. I just think it was just too much of – this team failing year after year in excruciating ways, and the team that should have been had the 2-time MVP while the Steelers had, you know, Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but it was partly their responsibility for that quarterback room. And in fact, it was
there's
all
a
of
difference
their
between I think
and
coaching
they drafted Lamar.
And personnel.
They could have drafted. Instead, they went for, do you remember who it was?
Terrell Edmonds.
Terrell Edmonds.
T.J. Watt? No. Terrell Edmonds, yeah. I mean, that's tough because what year was that?
2018.
I mean, Ben wasn't getting, hurt.
No, but he was getting to the point where, you know, they could have used a quarterback.
Didn't they draft Mason the same year and said they had a first-round grade on him?
Yeah, so the whole logic was they're going to draft a quarterback.
There's a difference between drafting one 32nd overall.
Well, if you're looking for an heir apparent, though, right, you would – you'd have to look at all the guys involved, and you had a chance.
And how did Ben take drafting Mason?
Regardless, well. I think regardless, you have an obligation to figure out the you know what lies ahead. How do you get to the next level with the next person? Yeah. Whoever
I think they
be,
just
and they're
felt,
still looking for that.
They just felt Ben still had a lot left in him and didn't want to probably upturn the apple cart. So why go with this guy who at the time. A lot of people just thought he was going to be a receiver or running back. Wasn't that the case? People were like, hey, you should be a running back. He wasn't MVP Lamar coming out of Louisville. I know he was a Heisman guy, but he wasn't being projected as being one of the superstars here. So that would have been a little bit of a, not a reach, but a little bit of a projection, I think.
Well, I think Terrell Edmonds was pretty much of a reach too, right?
I can't even describe that. But
that's Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show. Let's get Mark's prediction on the game coming up next and also some other tidbits. Maybe his prediction on this sounds interesting.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.